Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a late in the week / early weekend edition of the Forza Italian Football Podcast. It is me, your host, Dov. Back a little later than usual, but we're only going to be talking about one game, the big game that matters this weekend, although there are plenty of other massive games this weekend, but the one that matters is, of course, the Derby della Madonnina, the Milan Derby, AC Milan against Inter at the San Siro on Sunday evening. To help me take a look at that, I've got two esteemed guests, two experts of the respective Milanese clubs. Obviously, the reason this is a massive game, and it kind of feels like the biggest derby for a long time, is obviously Milan are in great form, Inter not so great form. Basically, their two seasons have flipped, from Inter being fantastic at the start, Milan being rubbish, and now you have Inter being rubbish and Milan being fantastic. And obviously, Milan looking for Champions League qualification, looking to get into the fourth spot. They're 7 points behind their rivals, which obviously means a victory is necessary. So there we go. So everything's kind of set up for it to be a fantastic match, and one that could be pivotal for both teams for the remainder of the season. Obviously, before we get started, just want to make sure that you know how to follow Forza Italian Football on social media and stuff like that. So on Twitter, at Serie A FFC, Forza Italian Football on Facebook. Obviously, get on the website. There's plenty of videos and stuff like that. For example, myself and my colleague Vieri Capretta did a Milan Derby preview, and we've got a combined 11 video coming up probably later on Saturday. So make sure you get over to the YouTube channel or the website and check those out. There's plenty of articles as well on ForzaItalianFootball.com. So fire away over there. And obviously, we will be at the Derby, and So keep an eye on the social media and stuff like that, because we'll have some videos and pictures and bits and pieces from in and around Milan and the San Siro over the course of the next day or so. Right, so let's get stuck into this then. First up, we have got Nima Tavalai of SempreInter.com. Nima is obviously an Inter expert, as well as being a Serie A expert and journalist as well. So, Nima, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, despite the plague, as we call it, but it's also known as the flu. But the plague that's been, the flu plague that's been attacking Sweden, I've survived it, so I'm actually pretty good now.
Well, that's all right, we've got the beast from the east as well here, so obviously you've got to deal with that and the plague. I mean, there's no hope for you anymore.
Well, at least Sweden had their best Winter Olympics ever. So I'm kind of happy. Well, happy in a sense that I was sick during that, because I got to watch Sweden break all sorts of records for those 2 weeks. So that's good. I'm happy.
There you go. And then all the winter decided, because you could probably do Winter Olympics in Milan right now. It's crazy. It's snowing. It's fantastic. Right. The listeners might remember the last time we spoke, which I do believe was around end of November time, beginning of December, and things were still fantastic for Inter. You were top of the league, I think, around then. It was great and happy and roses and butterflies and unicorns and rainbows. Since then, it's not been so nice. I think you won two games in the last 11 in all competitions, I think. Big pressure, bad performances. You've won, although, say, two of the last three Serie A games, so you're doing not too bad in that sense. But What's happened? Simple. What's going on?
The unicorns turned out to be dead. The rainbows turned out to be shit. So no, it was seven nuances of brown instead of rainbow colors. No, basically what happened is the same thing. Like I said, I mean, if you remember when I was on, I said that this is, the Inter were overperforming a little bit. And that's exactly what it was. Things were going so well because it was the new coach, who actually the best coach we've had since Mourinho, who got everyone going. And then, you know, when things are rolling, it's very easy to, you know, the positivity train, when that starts rolling, then things go really, really well. So what happened is that reality caught up with Inter, and it started by the game against Udinese, where Inter didn't deserve to lose at all, but still lost. And then, you know, this group of players is a battered, you know, psychologically they are a battered group. You know, they've been used to when things go bad, then it really goes bad. And for them to kind of pick themselves up psychologically, that's when the hard work was going to start. Now, having said that, during the, you know, if this was last season or any of the other previous six seasons, Inter would have lost all of those games. Instead, Inter have drawn and only lost once against Genoa away, against the Genoa, who are probably the most, you know, together with AC Milan and Napoli and Juve, the most informed team in the Serie A. So it's not good, but I'm not completely hopeless, and it's not, you know, it's not the horseman of the apocalypse riding in and all that, because Inter are still in fourth, top four. Inter are still, have a coach that knows what he's doing. They have a coach that is very, very good at diffusing the situation. We have a coach that has the complete support of the club and the players. So it's not, you know, it's not all fire and brimstone, but it's not looking good, because we're going in to face a AC Milan team who under Gattuso are so incredibly solid defensively and are so organized that the complete polar opposite to Inter. I mean, when we spoke last time, Milan were a complete shambles.
It's flipped completely. It's completely flipped. Milan were a shambles back in November, December time, and now they're the most informed team in Italy. They've done fantastically well, unbeaten in, I think, 13 games, have not conceded in 584 minutes. Gattuso's brought his grinta and a lot more as well. So how do you see Spalletti then approaching this game, given the kind of the forms and the form and fortunes of both sides are completely flipped?
The thing is, I think Spalletti, what he has done or what he's going to do is, I mean, first of all, the Inter this season have done really, really well against the top teams. I mean, if you look at the games against Juventus, Napoli, Lazio, Roma, we've drawn all except the first one against Roma, which we won away. Inter have done well. Same thing against Fiorentina. We almost beat them despite horrific form. So I think that he won't have much difficulty in motivating the players. I think the difficulty will be to kind of get them to stick to the game plan, which I think he has. I think he studied Gattuso and Milan very, very closely, and I think that he's found weaknesses there. Although it will be very difficult to break Milan's defense down, because I read a stat that they haven't conceded in all competitions now in 600 minutes.
584.
That's the one, 584. And what Gattuso has done is basically given this team an identity. He's brought some defensive solidity and also got Bonucci, Romagnoli playing together and playing like two of the best center halves in Europe right now. And then you have Calabria, who's looking excellent, and Rodriguez has looked good all season. So now the defense is there, and then you have Bilia, who's finally looking like the Bilia that they bought from Lazio, and then Kessi as well. So everything is kind of falling into place. They're playing their 4-3-3, and it's everything is falling into place. And then you have, sometimes annoys me when people say that Gattuso is all about the grinta. Yeah, he used grinta, but he's actually tactically done really, really well. He's given Milan a defensive identity. And an identity as a whole. And now you know, compare this Milan to the Milan he took over, which drew 2-2 against Benevento in his first game, it's night and day. So I think it will be a game where, you know, if the thing is, Lazio are playing Juventus, Roma are playing Napoli. These are two games where I think both of those teams, you know, I think those games will end in a draw, which will open for both Inter and Milan to kind of go for it. But I think that this is a game that neither team wants to lose. I think Milan, if those games end in a draw, Milan will have to go for it. Whereas
I was going to say, do you think Spalletti will then kind of look at, obviously he's got a lot more experience than Gattuso, do you think he'll look at this as, obviously they're 7 points ahead of Milan and they don't need to win? Whereas Milan, if they're going to have any chance of qualifying for the Champions League and also kind of shift the momentum even more in their favour, they need victory. Do you think that Spalletti will think about it like that?
I think he will approach it from a very pragmatic point of view, because I know that this, you know, Spalletti's always been about playing well and he's been a football ideologue. And he's known for that, and that's good. That's what Inter needed when they took over. But this game in particular, and the game against Napoli, these games are all about just getting results, especially when it comes to the derby. Because if Inter can kill Milan off, in the sense that if they can nullify Milan and not allow Milan, you know, give Milan possession but not be able to create anything, and then be able to hurt Milan on the counter attack, you know, that could really, really do work wonders for Inter in terms of self-confidence, self-belief, and get some positivity going. And I think he will approach this game from a very pragmatic point of view. I'd be very surprised if he kind of played a game where, you know, where Inter would go gung-ho from minute one and try to bully Milan. I think that would be a mistake, because I think, you know, that would be playing right into Gattuso's and Milan's hands, because Milan are very, very strong, solid. I mean, it's defensively. I mean, if you've seen these past few games, for example, against Lazio, always six men behind the ball. No matter when they're attacking or defending, they have they're always six men behind, you know, at least five or six men behind the ball and closing everything off centrally. And Bonucci is looking like the Bonucci of old. Romagnoli is looking fantastic. So, and Bilia as well, and Kessie, you know, they've kind of, you know, closed teams down. So, I think Spalletti, in my opinion, I think Spalletti will approach this game in a very, very pragmatic point of, from a very pragmatic point of view.
And how big, it looks like Mauro Icardi is going to be back for the derby. Obviously, he's been missing for the last couple of weeks. How big of a boost do you think that's going to be?
I think it's. I think you can't overestimate the importance that Mauro Icardi has for this team. I mean, when Icardi and Perisic are out of form, Inter don't score goals. It's just that simple. And with these past few weeks when he's been injured, you know, Inter have drawn and won, but they haven't done so convincingly. They've struggled to score, and, you know, God bless Eder, but he's no Icardi. He's a good player. He's a team player. He runs a lot for the team. He does a lot of things, but he doesn't have that killer instinct that Icardi has. And me and Icardi, you know, his the fact that he's on the pitch against Milan means that Bonucci and Romagnoli will have to, you know, he's going to give them a handful, because we all know that this guy needs half a chance and he'll score. And that's the boost that he gives to Inter. The fact that when he's on the pitch, when he can single-handedly keep 2-3 defenders occupied, because if you don't pay attention to him, he will hurt you.
There we go, everybody. That is the thoughts from the black and blue side of Milan from Nima. Thank you very much, Nima. Obviously, go over and check Semperinter.com, like I mentioned before. Right, now let's move over to the red and black half of the city, and I'm delighted to be joined once again, an esteemed member of Forza Italian Football himself, former Gazzetta World journalist, and just all-round nice guy, Mr. Ogo Silla. So, Ogo, it's been a while since we last spoke, and things are decidedly different and a lot better for the Milan fans in the world.
Yeah, they definitely are. When you call me at the before the start of the season, I was excited and looking forward to it. Then you caught me kind of mid-season, and everything was going terrible, and I was feeling like I was going to have to kill myself. And then 2 months later, things are good again. It's kind of putting everything back on the up and up. And so I'd say just don't call me a fourth time.
Well, it depends. If you're in the Europa League and get to the Champions League, you'll be like dying to get a phone call. Right, so the simple question is, what's changed? Obviously, apart from the coach and stuff like that, we know that. But, I mean, what's changed at Milan to have them gone unbeaten since the derby in December? They're not conceding goals anymore. This isn't the team we were talking about 3-4 months ago.
Oh yeah, not at all. It's quite ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you just look at the statistics, Gattuso has picked up 2.11 points per game. That's compared to just 1.42 that Montella had. And obviously, you know, coming up to this derby against Inter, since Gattuso has been in charge, I've only picked up 1.25 points. So empirically, the improvement in form is there. It's clear for all to see. I think at the same time, just Gattuso is just putting round pegs into round holes. He's doing things simply and not really trying to overcomplicate things. And I think that's the issue that a lot of Milan fans might have had with Montella. And it's something that was somewhat confirmed to me by a French correspondent who covers Spanish football, Fred Hermel, who spoke to Montella at Sevilla, and he quite likes what Montella is doing at Sevilla, despite the inconsistent form. And he says that Montella is somebody who always puts the football philosophy, you know, ahead of the project. That's what he always talks about. And to Milan fans, that made him come across as, I guess, stubborn and a bit arrogant, because he seemed to be doing it at the detriment of the psychological management, maybe changing tactics here and there. And that's not what Gattuso's doing. Gattuso just readapted. He put back to 4-3-3 when we all thought that, you know, this is not going to work for Bonucci. He needs a three-man back line. Suso is back out wide as opposed to playing through the middle like Montella was trying to do with them. It's just things are just kind of put back where players are being placed in their natural positions.
Well, that's kind of one thing that I noticed just watching the two of them, obviously being there quite often. When you're watching Montella, you didn't know what he was trying to do, because it would look like it would be a back three, but it would quickly morph into a back four, then go back to a back three at various points kind of during the game. Whereas with Gattuso, and I think you're right in what you say, is he's just kind of simplified the whole thing. He's got 4-3-3, he knows exactly who's playing where, and he knows exactly who he wants to play, and basically just kind of goes from there. And I think that's, I think a lot of credit should go to Gattuso for, like you say, just doing things simply and not trying to be some kind of tactical mastermind, because I don't think he is, and I don't think anybody even thought he was when he got the job. But what he has done is increase the team spirit. For example, in the game against Roma, where all the players basically stripped off and gave everything to the fans, and the players look happy to be there, and they look happy to be playing there. They look united, which is something I can't remember saying about a Milan side for years. What do you think about that?
No, I think you're definitely right in terms of the team spirit. You know, that's something that he's really quite improved. You know, obviously morale was quite down under Montella because the results weren't there. But even at the start of Gattuso's tenure, the results didn't really come until a month ago, and these last outings have been quite good. But I think he had a really good and unexpected impact, I think, in terms of that. I remember when we first discussed this, before he even had his first training sessions, I was lambasting Gattuso. I was like, there's no way he can do this. He's not a coach. He doesn't have the credentials for it. He's just going to have to surf on his experience as an ex-player. And to some extent, he's definitely doing that. But he's also showing us that, you know, tactically, even though he's doing simple things, he has the intelligence to not try to overstretch himself and not try to be a tactical genius. And yeah, we're definitely seeing that on the pitch. A lot of the goals, a lot of the movements offensively that we see Milan do today and score from, like, there clearly have been practice. There is work being done on the training ground, and that's definitely to Gattuso's credit.
And what did you make of the comments Frank Kessi and Davide Calabria made about the training under Gattuso? Because both of them basically said that under Montella, they didn't train at all. Basically, it was easy. It wasn't hard. And under Gattuso, he's actually making them work, which I think that's kind of reflected on the pitch. But do you think the players are right to do that? And then obviously you got Montella's response saying that they're just looking for excuses.
I mean, obviously, you never want to hear players saying things like that. And I think when one player says it, it does strike you as an excuse. But when it's multiple players, you know, Kessié, Calabria, they're just two more of a string of other players who seem to have been saying this. And I'm not going to go as far as to say it's entirely Montella's fault. At the end of the day, I wasn't on the training ground seeing these things, and I can't really compare or contrast. But I think what this translates is that definitely there was an issue or some friction between the players and Montella's fitness team. Because it's far too odd that so many players now are saying the same things. And I think even if you look at the difference at the start of the year compared to today, the players seem to have more energy. They seem to be able to last throughout games much more. Whereas at the start of the season, where you would think they were the freshest, they didn't seem to be able to string two halves together.
Well, they can certainly string two halves together these days. Right, so there's a wee game happening on Sunday night. I don't know if you heard. Milan are playing Inter. Some random game, who knows. How do you think Gattuso's going to approach this one, given that Milan are currently, 7 points behind Inter, and obviously after the win against Roma, certainly looking towards Champions League qualification through Serie A?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I think he's going to approach it like he's been approaching, you know, most of the big games that he's had under his belt so far. You know, he did beat Inter in the Coppa Italia, he beat Lazio in the Coppa Italia, he beat Lazio in the league as well, and obviously Roma, who beat in Serie A. So I think the template that he used on those two teams, lots of intensity, but not necessarily going all guns blazing out for those teams, but playing a bit more on the counter without by trying not to be too deep. I think that's how he'll approach the derby, to be honest. Now, it will depend, I guess, how Inter respond to that, because if both teams do sit back and wait for counters, it could turn out to be a quite boring game, which would be a shame, because, you know, when you consider the last three derbies, you know, they've two of them have ended 2-2, and the last one was won by Inter, would end 3-2. So, you know, I like to think that both teams are going to go out to try to win it. At the end of the day, it is Gattuso. He has played in so many of these games, and he's never one lacking of enthusiasm or grinta. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't really go for it. And at the end of the day, Milan today are seventh and 7 points from the Champions League spot. So it would be surprising if he doesn't go out to get the 3 points to close that gap.
Where do you see them going then for the rest of the season? Do you think this derby is like pivotal in how Milan will approach the rest of the Serie A campaign? Or do you kind of see Gattuso putting all his eggs in the Europa League basket? Or do you think he's going to try and go for everything, and then when he gets kind of essentially knocked out at one, where, say, Champions League becomes almost impossible, or he gets knocked out of the Europa League, do you think then he'll... What do you think he's going to do for the rest of the campaign?
If I had to choose for him, I'd go for your latter suggestion, to try to go for everything and then, you know, see where the chips may fall. I think mathematically this derby might not be pivotal, although that's arguable, but I think psychologically it's extremely pivotal, because as I mentioned before, you've already beaten Lazio twice, and you've beaten Roma, and you've beaten Inter in the Cup. So if you can beat Inter now in the league as well, you know, I think you're making a big statement. You know, you've already Lazio, Roma, and Inter are the three teams ahead of Milan, and Gattuso has already beaten them. So I think psychologically, the team is in ascendancy. So if you can close the gap to 4 points and really make those teams, you know, feel the breath in the back of their neck, I think that could go a long way to, you know, achieving the minor miracle, because that's really what it would have been. That's really what it will be, of snatching a fourth place and qualifying for the Champions League. So I think definitely if he had to choose, though, he would put all the eggs in the league basket. I think that's the club's objective. The Europa League, I think, will be a bit too difficult for Milan to win. I don't think that's very realistic.
Right, guys. So that's, you heard from both sides of the Milan divide, but we've got one final thing before we go. Nima, I'm going to start with you. Can we get a prediction for the weekend's game?
I don't want to predict this.
No, you're going to have to. You're not sitting on the fence here. You've got to give me two numbers.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I honestly think it's going to end in a 1-1 draw. I don't think anyone's going to win. Given the fact that both of those games are played on the Saturday and this is the last game on the Sunday, I think it's going to be one of those games where both Milan and Inter will kind of look at this and try to go at each other. But it will end. I think at the end of the day, they'll be happy with a draw, a 1-1 draw. I think Icardi will score, and I think Suso will score like he always does. And I think they'll share the points, which I'm happy with, because I don't think Lazio and Roma, I think they will lose both of those teams, Napoli and Juve, or at the best draw. I don't see Lazio beating Juventus, and I definitely don't see Roma in this form beating Napoli. So we'll see.
Right, guys. So Nima's going for a draw. Ogo, what about you? What are you saying as a prediction?
Oh, well, okay. As I mentioned before, you know, there've been a lot of goals scored in the last three league derbies. You know, in all competitions, there've been two wins and two draws. I'm going to say, just given on form, surely I'm going to go for a Milan win. And I think, I'm not sure if you caught it, but the Gazzetta dello Sport ran a poll and it says 50% Milan win, 32% draw, and 18% for a loss. So I'm going to follow that poll, and I'm going to say that Giacomo Bonaventura will even score a goal, because he scored 4 goals against Inter in Serie A, who seemed to be his favorite prey. So yeah, a Milan win with a goal from Jack.
So there we go. Thank you very much, Ogo. Thank you very much, Nima, again. Good hearing from you guys. The experts have spoken, people. So
Let us know what you think on social media at Serie A FFC on Twitter. I obviously got on Facebook for us at Italian Football as well. And then leave comments on some of the articles we've got on the website too. Conor Clancy and the gang will be back on Sunday evening after the derby on YouTube. So make sure you get over to YouTube and join in with the guys. That's a live show as well. So they're live streaming reactions and stuff to what is a massive weekend this weekend in Serie A. So make sure you go over there and watch them and ask them some questions and interact and all that stuff as well. I will be back next week, probably a bit earlier, maybe Thursday night, Friday morning with some Europa League action. So be sure to join me then as well. So that's us. I have nothing else left to say other than arrivederci.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.